Three salmon farming companies and two First Nations that support fish farming are challenging Federal Fisheries and Oceans Minister Joyce Murray's decision last month not to renew federal licenses for 15 salmon farms in the Discovery Islands. Grieg Seafood, Mowi Canada West, Cermak and the Wee Waa Kai and Wee Waa Kum First Nations yesterday filed with the federal court for a judicial review. Mowi Canada said it had an obligation to its employees to fight what it called an unlawful government decision. More than 300 Mowi workers have lost their jobs as a result of the federal fisheries minister's orders shutting down salmon farms, according to the company's filings in support of a judicial review. Mowi has an obligation to protect its employees, fish and business at large from significant harm caused by unlawful and unreasonable government decisions, the company said in an email to BIV News. The continued absence of procedural fairness afforded by both ministers throughout the process of licensing renewals within the Discovery Islands region leaves our company no other option than to seek the court's intervention. As for the Wee Waa Kai and Wee Waa Kum, they are seeking a declaration that the fisheries minister's order was inconsistent with the honor of the Crown and constitutes a breach of Canada's duty to consult and accommodate the applicants in respect of their Aboriginal rights and title. On February 17, Murray announced by press release that her predecessor's order shutting down open-net salmon farms in the Discovery Islands by June 2022 would stand. In 2020, former Fisheries Minister Bernadette Jordan had informed salmon farmers in the Discovery Islands that their federal licenses would not be renewed, and ordered all salmon farms in the region off the water by June 2022. Those farms represented about 25% of the salmon farming production in BC. All but one of the salmon farms in that had operated in the region have vacated the area. While they complied with the order to shut down their operations, salmon farmers successfully challenged Jordan's decree in court. A federal court last year found Jordan's order lacked procedural fairness and it was set aside. As her successor, Murray was obliged to hold a round of consultations with the industry and other stakeholders, but at the end of the day she reaffirmed her predecessor's original decision not to renew 15 of 19 federal licenses. One Chinook salmon farm operated by a company called Saltstream will continue to operate in the Discovery Islands. All the rest have vacated the area. On Monday, three companies that had salmon farms in the area, Mowi Canada, Grieg Seafood and Cermak, filed for another judicial review. In an email to BIV News, Grieg explained its reasoning for filing another judicial review. At the very least, the company said a judicial review would force the Department of Fisheries and Oceans to provide documents that informed Murray's decision-making. Grieg is disappointed in the decision and the implication it could have on both BC and Canada, said Amy Johnson, Grieg's communications director. The filing will allow Grieg to access DFO documents which will provide insight into the decision-making process the minister, which is important to understand for future planning and development. N. Bennett at BIV.com, Twitter.com/NBennett_BIV.